Hey, everybody. Flash episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. Just James O'Keefe, author of the new book, American Muckraker. Very important discussion. You can email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Check out his book, American Muckraker. And if you're listening to this and you're not yet subscribed, the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner is a great way to get subscribed. James O'Keefe is here. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There's a lot of people out there that will just read for any company if the check clears. I simply won't compromise our values here on this show, which is why I made the switch to UnderTack. They're the only men's basic brand that is unapologetically Christian, pro-America, pro-Second Amendment, and battle-tested by special forces. They put quality, comfort, and functionality first, integrating a quick-release fly, a secret pocket, and an extra-wide waistband into their design. UnderTack uses top-quality fabric that is super soft, antibacterial, anti-pilling, and moisture-wicking. UnderTack is durable, fade-resistant, and shrink-resistant. Here's the best part. They're about 30% less expensive than the competition, and they share your values. I'm asking you to support this growing company today. Right now, they're running a special for my listeners at GetUnderTack.com. That's GetUnderTack.com. Buy three, get one free with the offer code KIRK. That's four pairs of the same price from the competition. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. We need to support companies that put out quality products and share our values. GetUnderTack.com. That's GetUnderTack.com. Offer code KIRK. James, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show. James O'Keefe, everybody.
Charlie, great to be with you.
James, you have a new book out. I want to plug it, and you deserve the praise of everyone buying it. Talk about your book, and then let's get into some of the news.
Well, the book's called American Muckraker, and it's kind of a how-to guide on how to do journalism in clown world. We tell the stories of muckrakers over the 20th century. We talk about privacy, ethics, deception, undercover work, even struggle, sacrifice, suffering. It took me 5 years to write this book. It's got a lot of footnotes from a lot of academic journals, a lot of review articles. But what's most fascinating about this book is the stories of the whistleblowers inside the government, inside tech, that have come to us. And I think it was a fun book to write. It comes out Monday, January 25th on pre-sale. It's called American Muckraker. So please pick up a copy. All proceeds go to Project Veritas.
Everyone, check it out. American Muckraker. So, James, I want to ask you about the story that broke yesterday. You guys have a tendency to break news very late in the evening. I'm sure there's a science to it, or there's a reason to it. And it says, DOJ documents obtained by Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, great guy, confirms existence of communications between the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Pfizer about your organization, Project Veritas. Tell us about this, James.
That's right. Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch, who's a friend of mine, he issued a FOIA request into the Department of Justice for all communications between the New York Times and the DOJ and Pfizer Pharmaceutical and DOJ. And shockingly, a document came back from the Department of Justice, FBI, indicating they do indeed have communications between the FBI and Pfizer regarding communications regarding Project Veritas and myself. So we released these documents last night. I made a video about it. And the question is, why on earth is Pfizer Pharmaceutical just talking to the FBI about journalists or journalism, Charlie? And further, you know, the CEO of Pfizer had made a statement back in November, I think it was November 9th, where he said that he has been talking to the FBI about disinformation and dark groups. He's clearly referring to groups like Project Veritas, even though we're not dark, we're the opposite of dark. And also, Charlie, remember, we did two stories about Pfizer. One whistleblower within Pfizer, Melissa McAtee, and emails showing that they were hiding information. Those were the vice president of Pfizer's words, not mine. And also a scientist within Pfizer saying antibodies are stronger than their own vaccine. So I reported on this, as journalists do or are supposed to do. And now we come to find out that the FBI is talking to Pfizer about us.
I'm not shocked because if you look at the pattern of behavior in the Mexican drug cartel, the Sinaloa cartel, they infiltrate the Mexican equivalent of the Drug Enforcement Agency all the time. They even sometimes, in a horrifying fashion, infiltrate the American Drug Enforcement Agency. It's no different. Pfizer's a cartel. They are trafficking, I would say, things that aren't necessary for the American public. It's the same thing. You have a narco-controlled state. We have a pharma-controlled state. And so if they want to go after people they don't like, they pick up the phone and they go to the FBI. Now, James, I want to be careful connecting dots here. I can be a little more generous in this regard than you can. I said, though, as soon as you went after Pfizer, I turned to my team and I said, oh, they're going to strike back. And then lo and behold, a couple weeks later, you get a knock on the door. We had this episode where you and I talked about this. Do you think that they're connected? Do you think they're correlated? You exposing Pfizer and the fact that they used aborted fetal cells in the development of the vaccine and then lied about it. And then, if I'm not mistaken, on the timeline, a couple weeks later, maybe a month later, all of a sudden your apartment gets raided looking for a diary.
Well, let me answer that. That's a good question. And I don't like to opine or speculate. I don't like to editorialize on things. I only like to say the facts. And I believe I have a faith in people that if they're given the truth, that they can make the best conclusion here. But the first chapter of this book is called Suffering. That might surprise you. Why the hell would you the first chapter be about suffering and not, I don't know, the history of journalism? That's chapter two. Because when you're over the target, you get flack. And I think it's going to create a constitutional crisis in this country if they start indicting journalists. I haven't been charged with any crimes. But if they start indicting journalists for receiving information from sources, that sort of activity is protected under the First Amendment. And why do we have a First Amendment in this country? People tend to forget the First Amendment is first for a reason. That's because information, going back to the era of the Roman Republic or the Roman times and into the American founding, in order to exercise our rights and duties in an intelligent fashion, as Thomas Jefferson established, you know, you have to have information they don't want you to have. And what's happening right now in this revelation last evening, the revelation of FBI agents showing up at my home, intimidating me and taking my phones because a source transmitted me Ashley Biden's diary, which, by the way, I did not print. So what happens when that's challenged, it creates a constitutional crisis, the likes of which we've never seen before. And yes, other people have been raided by the FBI, but not American journalists. This is a first. This is a bridge that we've never crossed before, as I said to you last time in Phoenix. So what do I think? I think the powers that be, Charlie, tend to push too far. They always overplay their hand, particularly the left. They overplay their hand and it ends up biting them in the butt. You can't raid journalists' homes and get away with that. That's not right. The Supreme Court has established in Bartnicki v. Bopper in 2001, a journalist has a right to publish a document even if it's stolen, so long as the journalist did not participate in the theft of that document. And with these Pfizer videos, what's remarkable about them is that these were actual employees inside Pfizer. Vanessa Gelman, the vice president of Pfizer, or the senior director of Pfizer, rather, she was in the email saying, we don't want people to know this. And the whole idea of journalism is to publish what people that they don't want us to know. So I think there's obviously from the CEO of Pfizer saying he's talking to the FBI about, I think it was dark money groups or something like that. The real dark money is the money that pharmaceutical gives to the television stations on the commercial breaks brought to you by Pfizer. I don't have that problem. You don't have that problem. So they project onto us what they are.
Yeah, this hour of CNN is brought to you by Pfizer. And when you see the cut up of that, it's extraordinary. So, James, I want to ask you, you also exposed this story, I think, last week. Dr. Robert Malone and Naomi Wolf say that this is bigger than the Pentagon Papers.
Right.
So it's potentially civilizational altering stuff. The story has multiple parts, one with DARPA and then one with potential suppression of early treatments. There's a mention of the Trusted Truth Initiative. James, can you kind of update our audience on this story?
So these were documents that, again, were transmitted to us from a source. I wonder if the FBI will raid me again. You're starting to sense a pattern here. It's absurd. I won't tell you who the source is, but we received documents from inside the Department of Defense, specifically DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency in Arlington, Virginia, which is a division of the Department of Defense. And these documents were authored by a major in the United States Marine Corps who was a fellow at DARPA. So effectively, they're sort of Pentagon papers that we've broken last week. And the documents state that Eco Health Alliance, this group, approached DARPA in the Department of Defense for gain-of-function research on COVID bat-borne coronaviruses in March of 2018. The Defense Department rejected this proposal on the grounds it was too risky. It was too dangerous. So our Department of Defense thought, no, that we can't proceed with this research for obvious reasons. It was too, it could lead to, I don't know, a pandemic or something. And then the Marine Corps major writes in this document, but Anthony Fauci, as head of NAID, proceeded with this research. So the Marine Corps statements, obviously a credible source here inside DARPA, would seem to indicate that Dr. Fauci lied under oath. Now, Charlie, we break the documents, and the very next morning, Fauci is being questioned by Senator Marshall, and Fauci does address Project Veritas, mentions us by name, authenticates the documents, but calls into question the credibility of this report and the Marine Corps guy who wrote it. And I believe Fauci is playing semantical games because obviously there were two separate proposals here. Fauci didn't see the precise identical proposal that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA with. It was a different one, but fascinating stuff. And I think that there'll be more whistleblowers and documents coming out as a result of this expose, Charlie.
What is the Trusted Truth Initiative? Do you have any idea what he meant by that?
I'm not sure, but what I will say, what I will say is this. The Marine Corps major, who we actually approached him, he was not the source of the documents. There was another source. But they actually issued a statement, which we don't know if that was authorized, if he was authorized to give it. I assume he was. And what this Marine Corps major told us was that there was a lot of other good people in the government, people on the inside. There's a chapter in this book called Whistleblowing. Obviously, we depend upon people sort of to violate their NDAs and reach out to us. But we have more people inside the government that we're going to be working with. And stay tuned.
You're doing wonderful work. And you have my respect. And you have our support here on the show. And you have the respect and support of Turning Point USA. You're one of the few fighters. And you have courage. It is so sorely lacking. I mean that. James, God bless you, man. American Muckraker. Everyone, please go buy 5 to 10 copies and give them to all of your friends. It's very important. Thank you, James, so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.